Nefrone mi pšojste nigom kinyo vlo visunek to kantarukan agiyu evangeliu to anamnosma.
Stand in the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciples, blessing be with us all, amen.
Chasovino te ben sotiro penuro tirinitsu erisosipshiniam efnotiet anch. Pio unaf shane pio ofan penotipi.
Reading from the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet, and the King, may his blessing rest upon us. Amen. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, the living God, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest." It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In a palsy, you say, the Rabbi, a son, Messiah, no, Lohido, Kelmet, Leb, a little lady, Kata, Kunur, Botat, Katayan, and Kumela, and Kulisa Mohe, Ladina Fakafiogi, Telemina, Kodishin, Srota, Kalalam, Kabalo, Rohal Kodus, Murafat, Tumlam, Katayam, Wuferet, Tumel, Emsect, Mohalam, Seket. Now also we ask and enter your goodness, the love of mankind, for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness. Those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowingly, unknowingly, wrong, fart, and deed, and word, or from faint-heartedness, do, Master, who knows the weakness of men as a good and philanthropic one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your faith and trust unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to good Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you and at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Jesus be a Christos is morere in te gves moine moi me via rois moni sit in emne simare bec mein in te kerini on soften becle o sotem mo ho ai nai nan keriele i son kerien son keria
smo pi a Christos benuti Worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ is our Lord. Amen. 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 The terse our prayer of this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King and my Lord, beseeching him to forgive us our sins from the Psalms of David the prophet. And the King, may his blessing be with us all. Amen.